So I went out with one of the youth guys just now, and he's awesome. He's just on fire. He's crazy. I think he's 16, 17, something like that. And we'd never done this before. Him and I had never got together outside of church. And yeah, so we met up, had lunch, you know, and we're just talking. And he's his Spanish is his main language, you know. So he speaks English, but not nearly as well as he speaks Spanish. And which is pretty cool because around here we have a lot of, you know, you'll run into people quite a bit who they speak Spanish and they don't really know English, which we didn't have happen today, actually. I was thinking we would, so I'm excited for more of those encounters because then he'll really be able to step in and begin to share what the Holy Spirit's given him in those situations, you know. And then, too, you know, just with building trust with people, it's huge when someone speaks their own language. It's awesome. So, yeah, we sat, had lunch, talked a bunch. It was really good, man. He's so pumped up and excited. And then we started going out to some stores. We went to Walmart first. And there was a couple older people in those carts. And we went up and asked if we could pray. And we just prayed for them and blessed them. And it was really good. We didn't see any change physically while we were there. And then we went back to the Lego area. I say the Lego area, I guess just the toy area. And we start talking to, we were back there maybe like 5 minutes or so, maybe a little bit longer. And we're hanging out talking. And there were these three kids that were about his age. You know, I'm guessing, you know, they were 15, 16 right in there. And yeah, so basically just went up and it was on my heart to be like, hey, like, I believe like you guys have experienced a lot of bad religion. And, you know, I just want you to know, like, Jesus loves you guys. And that's not the way God really is, you know. And you'll be able to tell even just by the look on people's face and the look in their eyes when it's genuine love, when they're, you know, when you have someone coming to you in the name of Jesus who really loves you and cares about you. And it was just good. It was just a short thing. And I could tell it really resonated with them, you know, like they had been hurt by the church and there was this stuff going on. And it was just short. And then Brian stepped in and then he began to share. And it was just good. It was really good. I don't know what he said, but I was like, that was totally the Holy Spirit, you know, because he's not really done this a ton. And he basically just talked about God being a provider and all this stuff. And he talked about the love of God. And it was like, boom, you know, really, really cool. So then we, I swear we talked to another person in Walmart too. I don't remember. That might have been it. Then we went into the phone store and actually weren't there very long. Just kind of said hi and goodbye to the guys. They don't have my type of screen protector anymore. And we went to Menards. And we walked around like, this is cool. We walked around the whole store like basically twice. We went, took like two laps around. And we're just kind of looking at stuff, talking, you know, and we really didn't see anybody. I'm sure there was people we could have talked to or prayed with, but I was looking and I'm like, gosh, I've not really seen anybody, you know. There was nobody with a significant limp or anything or like crutches, canes, wheelchairs. It's really easy to pray for healing. I think it's like one of the simplest things because that stuff just sticks out, you know, and it's like, okay, we can go pray for that. You don't need some crazy word from God. It's like they're hurting. If Jesus laid his hand on them, they'd get healed, you know. It's like as simple as that. So, yeah, we took a couple laps around and we're going out. And then we run into my friend Joey Lean. And he's just on fire. He's crazy. He works in a factory, I believe. And God just loves the Lord. He's got a wife and a son. And oh my gosh, just awesome and real prophetic guy, you know, like crazy word of knowledge stuff with him. Like he'll just know things about people. And so we talked to them for like 20 minutes, you know, as we're walking out, we're standing by the exit. And And I could tell, I was like, man, we got to get out of here. Like, Joey will, he'll just keep going. I'm like, man, we got to go, you know? And we finished up, gave him a hug, and like, all right, see you later. And we're going out to the parking lot. And I went this I didn't realize till just now. I walked a really weird way. We walked out and then to the side to where the truck was. But we should have walked along the store and then directly out to the truck. But if we didn't, we wouldn't have seen this guy. And if we wouldn't have talked with Joey for 20 minutes, we wouldn't have seen this guy either. But there was a guy with a cane. And he had, he was in a lot of pain. You could just tell looking at him. He was standing outside the car smoking a cigarette. I think he's with his wife. She doesn't let him smoke in the car. And he was, like, in his 40s, it seemed like, you know. And I was like, Brian, let's go talk to this guy. I went over. I was like, hey, man. Don't mean to bug you. Don't mean to be weird. Man, can we pray for you for healing in your body? And I'm like, it'll take 10 seconds, man. And he's like, yeah. And we both just laid a hand on each on his shoulder and prayed. And like, I felt so bad for this guy, man. It just broke my heart. Like, you could tell he was in a crazy amount of pain. And we just blessed him, prayed for him, prayed the presence of God over him. And I stopped and I was like, man, do you feel any difference? He's like, man, I don't really think so. And I just kept praying another 10, 15 seconds or so. And I'm just like, bless you, man. And I'm like, I don't know what I said, but basically like, man, if you don't feel anything right now, I'm going to be believing in my heart. And when I think about you, I'll be praying that God would change things over the next day, 2 days, 3 days. And I believe you're going to see it. And that was it. But I could sense the presence of God. When he talks about the Holy Spirit and fire, that word fire comes out, meaning in the translation, you know, when you look at the original language, it comes out to like fire, actual fire, or lightning. And I think when we sense this electric presence, when we pray for people, you know, coming out of us into that person, I think that's part of what he's talking about, the Holy Spirit and fire. This one coming after me is going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. So it was good, man. And even though we didn't see anything change, I really got the sense with that guy. I was like, man, stuff is going to begin to shift for him over this next day, 2 days, 3 days. And it was just good. So I think Brian was crazy encouraged. Like, he was just like, man, this is awesome. This is so cool to go out and talk to people. Because he's done that some on his own, but not a ton and not with another person, you know. So I think he really got stirred up and encouraged. And it was just good fellowship too, man. It's discipleship stuff. Just spending time together in the word and prayer. And yeah, it was very, very good. So I think that's all I got. I'm about to go into Maggie's bridal shower, which is kind of weird because I feel like it's going to be all women in there and I'm going to be the only man. So it's kind of funny. I think my mom's in there too. So yeah, I wanted to share all that with you guys. God bless you guys. I pray this is encouraging. I pray this is something that would build your faith up. That in no way would be condemning or anything like that. The enemy can come when you hear stories and things sometimes and really try and tear you down and make you feel all sorts of ways that aren't from God, you know, when literally the testimony is meant to be the opposite. So I would so encourage you, if there's anything in this, any time listening to this where you felt like, oh, I can't do this, I'll never be able to step out in faith, I'll never be able to share with people or pray for the sick or whatever, like, don't believe that. Like, it's a time right now to just be like, God, thank you. I pray this would be a thing to build my faith. Thank you. This is the life you've called me to in just everyday Christianity, loving people with the power of God everywhere I go. Thank you. This is what you've called me to. And Jesus, you said, follow me. So I must be able to follow you. So, yeah, I pray this would just, I pray this would be encouraging for you guys. God bless you guys. Have a good day.